Donald Trump is in strife as he faces a formal impeachment inquiry from the House of Representatives. This is only the fourth time in American history a president has faced impeachment. Rod Rigo-Prian, associate professor at the Flinders University majoring in politics, says we should be taking the impeachment inquiry very seriously. He caught up with the Wise Henry Wilson to discuss this topic.
The way that it works right now in the United States is that the Democratic Party has a majority of the House of Representatives. So if articles of impeachment are presented by the Democratic Party, chances are that these are going to be approved, and the procedure will move to the Senate. Now, in the Senate, the story is much more complicated, because in the Senate, there's a total of 100 seats. 53 of these seats are held by Republicans. And you also need a two-thirds majority. So you would definitely need Republican support to remove the president.
Will some of his party turn against him?
And it is possible, and it is possible for a number of reasons. And that's why also the timing of this announcement is quite important. Because what happens now is that in the next couple of months, the Americans will get into the beginning of their primary season. So they will be determining who is the candidate that is going to run for the Democratic Party. The candidate for the Republican Party will probably be President Trump, but the Democrats will definitely have to go through a process to choose who's running for them. And so they will start getting in that sort of climate of presidential election that will continue until November 2020 when the elections are held. Now, we have to remember that when Americans vote for president, they also vote for Congress, which means that 100% of the House and a third of the Senate is up for re-election, which means that the individuals that are going to be making the decision on whether to impeach the president or whether to remove the president, if the president gets impeached and the procedure moves into the Senate, are going to be running for re-election themselves. So, yes, there is the partisan support in the sense that Republicans will be less willing to go against the president of their own party, but it's not just a political and a party matter because these individuals are running for re-election, and they will fear backlash from their constituents if they behave in a way that is not considered above any sort of reasonable behavior. So there is the possibility that parts of the Republican Party get on board and decide to support the Democratic-led process of impeachment and removal. Of course, it will depend on what we will learn about the allegations in the next few days, weeks, and possibly even months.
Given Trump's determined personality, how do you think he will deal with this?
I think that what Trump will do is what Trump always does. He's going to double down. He's going to keep saying that he is innocent. He has already apparently approved the release of the transcript of the phone call, which means probably that the phone call is not that incriminatory, but there's other things that go into play. It's not only the so-called phone call. He's going to try to confuse everyone by turning our attention to other matters. For example, apparently he has withheld funding aid to the Ukraine, and the reason why he says he withheld that aid had nothing to do with his request to the president of the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, but it had to do with the fact that European countries were not pitching in as much as the U.S. So, you see, that kind of rhetoric is what will try to inflame his base and gather support for him by making people look elsewhere and start talking about why are the Europeans not paying as much as the United States is, which is a completely disconnected and different issue that has nothing to do with what we are talking about here. So he will try to distract, he will try to confuse, and he will certainly boldly try to negate any wrongdoing.
Flinders University Associate Professor Rodrigo Prian speaking to the Wise Henry Wilson.